Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldhar, and today Maseches Ksubos, Daf Lamed Beis, the third parak, Eilon Na'aros. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichud Maseches Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas HaTorah. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. The Gemara contrasts the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph that stated that if one violated a woman who was an Issacharis, such as a sister, she's entitled to the Knas. With the Mishnah Malkus that states, Elohen Elokin, these are the ones who receive Malkus for violating an Issar, unless one who has relations with an Issacharis, such as a sister. And it has been established for us that one does not receive Malkus and pay money for the same crime. Ula answered that there's no difficulty. Our mission is dealing with Achos and Na'ara, his sister, who is a Na'ara, where the Knas for violating her applies, and the Mishnah Makos is dealing with Achos and Bulgaris, his sister who is a Bulgaris, where the Knas does not apply. When the board challenges this, since a Bulgaris who was violated receives the monetary payments of Boshus Bagam, embarrassment and depreciation of market value, it answers that the Mishnah Makos is dealing with a Shota, a mentally deranged girl who does not suffer from embarrassment nor has value in the market. When the Gemara asks why she doesn't receive money for Tsar, the physical pain she suffers, it answers the Mishnah is dealing with a Mefuta, a girl that was seduced, where there is no pain. Pointing to the Gemara infers from Ul's answer that he holds, Koheka de Eka Mamun Malkus, Mamun Mishalom Milki Lulaki, where one is high for both monetary payment and lashes, the person pays and is not lashed. The Gemara seeks to identify Ula's source and concludes that he learns it from the Gezer Shava of Tachas Tachas. It's certain with regard to the violator, she shall become his wife, Tachas Er She'ina, in place of his violating her, and it's certain with regard to one who strikes and wounds another, Ein Tachas Ein, an eye in place of an eye. Just as there, in the case of one who wounds another, he pays money and does not receive Malkus, even if he was warned not to strike the victim, so to every place where there's both a chiyuv of both money and lashes, such as in the case where one violates his sister, the person pays and is not lashed. Rashi explains that this gezer shava is mufne, it's superfluous, since the word tachas is superfluous in the pasuk regarding the one who violates a woman. This means we can derive laws from it, and we do not raise objections to it, even if there's a logical argument that can be presented. And pointing to Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah Makos can also be dealing with his sister, who is a Na'ara, and the difference between the two Mishnais is that the Mishnah Makos is dealing with where he was warned that he would receive Malkus for violating her, and the Mishnah here is where he was not warned. The Gemara notes that it seems Rabbi Yochanan holds that wherever there's a chiyuv of both money and Malkus, and he's warned about Malkus, he receives Malkus and does not pay. It explains that the pasuk regarding Malkus states that the person receives lashes kedei rishaso in accordance with his wickedness, from which we can learn mishum risha achas atamachayvo biatamachayvo mishum shtei rishios. You may punish him for one wickedness, but you cannot punish him for two penalties referring to both money and lashes. And the next pasuk states arba'im yakenu, 40 lashes he shall strike him. Rashi explains that we learn from here that where there are two penalties, he's lashed and does not make a monetary payment. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara contrasts the Mishnah Chav Tes Amud Aleph that stated that if one violated a woman who was an Issacharis, such as a sister, she's entitled to the fine, with the Mishnah Makos that states, Elohen Elokin, these are the ones who receive Malkus for violating an Isser, and lists one who has relations with an Issacharis, such as a sister. And it has been established for us that one does not receive Malkus and pay money for the same crime. Ula answered that there's no difficulty. Our mission is dealing with Achos and Na'ara, his sister, who is a Na'ara, where the Knas for violating her applies, and the Mishnah Makos is dealing with Achos and Bulgaris, his sister who is a Bulgaris, where the Knas does not apply. When the board challenges this, since a Bulgaris who was violated receives the monetary payments of Boshus Bagam, embarrassment and depreciation of market value, it answers that the Mishnah Makos is dealing with a Shota, a mentally deranged girl who does not suffer from embarrassment nor has value in the market. When the Gemara asks why she doesn't receive money for Tsar, the physical pain she suffers, it answers the Mishnah is dealing with a Mefuta, a girl that was seduced, where there is no pain. Pointing to the Gemara infers from Ul's answer that he holds, Koheka de Eka Mamun Malkus, Mamun Mishalom Milki Lulaki, where one is high for both monetary payment and lashes, the person pays and is not lashed. The Gemara seeks to identify Ula's source and concludes that he learns it from the Gezer Shava of Tachas Tachas. It's certain with regard to the violator, she shall become his wife, Tachas Er She'ina, in place of his violating her, and it's written with regard to one who strikes and wounds another, Ein Tachas Ein, an eye in place of an eye. Just as there, in the case of one who wounds another, he pays money and does not receive Malkus, even if he was warned not to strike the victim, Af Kol Hekadei Kamamun Malkus, Mamun Mishalom Milki Lulaki. So to every place where there's both a chiyuv of both money and lashes, such as in the case where one violates his sister, the person pays and is not lashed. Rashi explains that this gezeirah shavah is mufne, it's superfluous, since the word tachas is superfluous in the pasuk regarding the one who violates a woman. This means we can derive laws from it and we do not raise objections to it, even if there's a logical argument that can be presented. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah in Makos can also be dealing with the sister who is a Na'ara, and the difference between the two Mishnais is that the Mishnah in Makos is dealing with where he was warned that he would receive Malkus for violating her, and the Mishnah here is where he was not warned. The Gemara notes that it seems that Rabbi Yochanan holds that wherever there's a chiyuv both money and Malkus, and he's warned about Malkus, he receives Malkus and does not pay. It explains that the pasuk regarding Malkus states that the person receives lashes kedei rishaso in accordance with his wickedness, from which we can learn mishum risha achas at the machayvo v'yat machayvo mishum shtei rishiyos. You may punish him for one wickedness, but you cannot punish him for two penalties, referring to both money and lashes. And the next pasuk states arba'im yakenu, 40 lashes he shall strike him. Rashi explains that we learn from here that where there are two penalties, he's lashed and does not make a monetary payment. All right, so now we get to our Siman Daf Lama base, and our standard Siman is a lab, but we use a mad scientist in a lab. A mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist in the lab designing a knas-o-matic that would automatically give a knas to a Na'ara sister, but not to one who was a Shota Bogeres, built in an Ein Takazine camera to ensure one paid the fine and didn't get lashes, because the last one he made accidentally gave 40 lashes instead. Once again, in slow motion. The mad scientist in the lab. Mad scientist in the lab? That must be more enough. Lamed Beis. The mad scientist in the lab designing a knas-o-matic that would automatically give a knas to a Na'ara sister, but not to one who was a Shota Bogeres, which reminds us, the Gemara contrasts the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph that stated that if one violated a woman who was an Issacharis, such as a sister, she's entitled to the fine, with the Mishnah Makos that states, Elohen Elokin, these are the ones who receive Malkus for violating an Issar and list one who has relations with an Issacharis, such as a sister. And it has been established for us that one does not receive malchus and pay money for the same crime. Ula answered, there's no difficulty. Our mission is dealing with Achoso Na'ara, his sister, who is a Na'ara, where the kanas for violation applies. And the mission of Malkus is dealing with Achoso Bagaris, his sister, who is a Bagaris, where kanas does not apply. So, the mad scientist in the lab designing a knas-o-matic that would automatically give a knas to a Na'ara sister, but not to one who was a Shota Bogeres, built in an Ein Takazine camera to ensure one paid the fine and didn't get lashes, which reminds us. The Gemara infers from Rule's answer that he holds that wherever one is high both a monetary payment and lashes, that the person pays and is not lashed. The Gemara seeks to identify Ula's source and concludes, it's learned from the Gezer Shava of Tachas Tachas. It's written with regard to the violator. She shall become his wife, Tachas Asherina, in place of his violating her. And it's written with regard to one who strikes and wounds another, Ein Tachas Ein, an eye in place of an eye. Just as there, in the case of one who wounds another, he pays money and does not receive malchus, even if he was warned not to strike the victim, so to every place where there's both a chiyuv of money and lashes, such as in the case where one violates his sister, the person pays and is not lashed. So, the mad scientist in the lab designing a knas-o-matic that would automatically give a knas to a Na'ara sister, but not to one who was a Shota Bogeres, built in an Ein Takazine camera to ensure one paid the fine and didn't get lashes, because the last one he made accidentally gave 40 lashes instead, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan holds that wherever there's a chiyuv for both money and malchus, and he's warned about malchus, he receives malchus and does not pay. The pasuk regarding Malkus states that the person receives lashes kedei rishaso in accordance with his wickedness, from which we can learn mishum risha achas at the machayvo v'yat machayvo mishum shtei rishiyos. You may punish him for one act of rishas, but you cannot punish him for two acts of rishas, referring to penalties for both money and lashes. And the next pasuk states arba'im yakenu, 40 lashes he shall strike him. Rashi explains that we learn from here that where there are two penalties, he's lashed and does not make a monetary payment. So once again. The mad scientist in the lab designing a knas-o-matic that would automatically give a knas to a Na'ara sister, but not to one who was a Shota Bogeres, built in an Ein Takazine camera to ensure one paid the fine and didn't get lashes, because the last one he made accidentally gave 40 lashes instead. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.